Thanks for joining me this week for our pastoral visit. This past week has been a very discouraging week in many ways when we look at what's taking place in our country with the rioting and the protests that have been a part of our society. And it reminds me that we as Christians, we speak out against and we deny racism. It's not something that is a part of or should be a part of any of our hearts as followers of Jesus Christ. And it reminds me also that we need to lean even heavier on the greatest approach we have toward COVID as well as chaos, and that's the power of prayer. Let's be a praying people. I love what it says in the book of Acts. As Peter had been arrested, the authorities were about to execute him, and we read in Acts chapter 12, verse 5, Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. And when we look at that verse, it reminds us we have this wonderful access to God, the God of the universe, through prayer. We can talk to Him. We can bring our needs to Him. We can bring our complaints to Him. We can bring our hearts to Him. And I hope that you're praying for people to be protected from the virus, praying for people to be protected from violence, praying that our hearts would be right toward and attitudes toward other people. These are so important. So let's continue to be a praying people. I hope that you'll dwell on that verse throughout this week ahead. We are happy to say that the church offices are now open again. And now that we're in phase two, we can open up. And if you need to come in, we do encourage you, of course, to wear masks. That'll be a part of our future for a while. So we might as well get used to wearing them. And they're looking more stylish as we go along. So that's helpful, isn't it? And so we have opened our offices again, and probably always best to check ahead to make sure someone is there because ours are still a little bit in the building process. So that's a step forward. And we also encourage you to think about worship options. Still, live streaming at home is a great option for many. Some have taken advantage of the drive-in services, and it's great to be able to see people and have brief conversations in the parking lot. That's an option for our services as well. And another option is to consider home worship services. That is to say, invite another family to your home to watch the live stream together. Singing together in a smaller group like that can be a wonderful experience. So we encourage you to think creatively and to continue to build together as the body of Christ. And soon we'll be back together. We're preparing for that and anticipating that in the weeks ahead. So we look forward to that. But in the meantime, as it says here in the book of Acts, the church was earnestly praying to God. Let's earnestly pray to God. Thank you. Have a great week.